Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Kansas legislators have authorized selling off assets of the Kansas Bioscience Authority a dozen years after creating it to nurture emerging biotechnology companies. The Senate unanimously approved the bill yesterday, and the House passed it on an 89-32 vote, and that sends it to Governor Brownback. He's expected to sign the measure because he has pushed for the sale. The Kansas House has rejected a health bill that would make changes to eligibility for public assistance. Supporters of the measure in the GOP-dominated legislature say the measure will help elevate the poor from poverty, while critics contend that poor children are being robbed of basic essentials. The 69-52 vote sends the measure to a conference committee where lawmakers will consider the changes. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic or high mileage full synthetic motor oil for $27.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic or high mileage full synthetic motor oils at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has found a way to put more grill on your patio with less cash from your pocket. The Huntington 2-burner gas grill with side burner for just $119. You save $20. And you get a rust-resistant cast aluminum cook box with a 10-year warranty, a handy side burner, and enough cash left over for a nice thick ribeye or two. Bring on spring with the Huntington 2-burner gas grill, just $119. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in Connell, U.S. only. See store for details.
Kansas legislators have approved a bill increasing vehicle registration fees to provide extra funds for State Highway Patrol to hire additional troopers. The House approved the measure Saturday on a 92-27 vote. The Senate passed it on Saturday 36-4, so the bill now goes to Governor Brownback. Vehicle registration fees would increase a total of $3.25. A $2 increase would raise $5.4 million for the patrol, so it could hire an additional 75 troopers. 35 of the state's 105 counties have no assigned trooper. An additional $1.25 fee would raise $3.4 million annually for the training center. The Kansas legislature is out of session until June 1st, and the leaders hope that lawmakers have finished their business for the year. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Officials thought that Little Nickerson, Nebraska was a perfect spot for a chicken processing plant and the accompanying 1,100 jobs, but nobody celebrated when the news leaked out. Instead, the residents reacted with a fury, concerned about the infrastructure, the environment, and the likelihood of immigrants and out-of-towners could change the town's character. The village board voted against the plant, a decision that's becoming common in an increasing number of rural agricultural communities. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission officials say the Asheville Fossil Beds State Historical Park will open Tuesday for its 25th anniversary season. The 360-acre park in northeast Nebraska is home to fossilized skeletons of prehistoric animals, including birds and rhinos and camels, three-toed horses, preserved by nature where volcanic ash killed them 12 million years ago. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers. We also appreciate how important saving money is to your business. So we built LowesForPros.com, a website just for pros that lets you order, manage spending, set up deliveries, and save money from anywhere. And for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 10% online when you sign up and log in at LowesForPros.com. Now through May 6, 2016. Exclusions apply. Registration required for savings online. U.S. only.
Check engine lights. They have to be the worst of life's uninvited guests. They show up out of nowhere to just sit there. They don't talk. They just stare at you all awkward and orange. Luckily, there's AutoZone and our free Fix Finder tool. It helps you troubleshoot the problem. So whether it's something serious or just a loose gas cap, you can find your way out of life's uncomfortable situation for free. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Miranda Kane, age 20, of Marysville, was sentenced to 117 months in prison on charges of human trafficking that resulted from her involvement in a police sting operation at a local motel last summer when she offered a young girl for money to undercover authorities. Charges of sexual exploitation of a child were dropped earlier as part of a no-contest plea in the case. Kane had been held at the Marshall County Jail most of the past year and will be transferred to a state prison facility with the sentencing. A trial has been slated in Nemahal County District Court for a Fort Riley soldier who was involved in an accident last August that resulted in three Seneca residents' injury, requiring hospitalization. Justin Gertis faces three charges of aggravated battery, transporting an open container, and DUI, in connection with the August 22nd head-on collision on K-63, 7 miles north of Seneca. He was attempting to pass another vehicle. $150,000 bond was reduced last week, and Gertis was released from the county jail on $10,000 bond. A skid loader, mower, and utility trailer valued at more than $25,000 were reported stolen from a barn near Olsburg in Pottawatomie County. The items were reportedly taken Monday or Tuesday this past week and included a Bobcat skid loader, Land Pride, a zero-turn rating mower, and a 5x10-foot black utility trailer with a wood floor. Anyone with information should contact authorities. Marysville police advise that several residents have reported a scam recently where they were asked to submit money or financial information in order to qualify for a Publishers Clearinghouse prize award. Authorities warn caution, and Publishers Clearinghouse also emphasized that winning is free and not subject to payment for qualification. Wymore Volunteer Fire and Rescue Saturday celebrated 125 years service to the community. The Community Day program included Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley and State Senator Roy Baker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken Malibu, potato wedge, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potato, wheat bread, carrots, and banana bars. Check up a school and community calendar. Marysville JV Boys League Tennis at Abilene. JV Golf Competition at Chapman. JV Baseball at Abilene. This evening, the Spring Band Concert begins at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone is invited to Black Squirrels on Parade Preview, Wednesday, May 4th, from 5 to 6:30 at the historic Marysville Union Pacific Depot. Join in the fun as we unveil the 5-foot-tall fiberglass squirrel statue and meet the artist who created the original model. A complimentary meal will be served with drinks. Let's get this parade started.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, could see some partial sunshine developing as a frontal boundary continues to exit further away off to the east and southeast. Still holding on to some cloud cover for tonight before sunny and dry weather conditions look to return for Tuesday and thereafter, along with some milder temperatures as well. Already for your Tuesday coming up, those high temperatures approaching that 70 mark and still in the low 70s for highs even into your Wednesday and Thursday coming up as well. By Friday, even looking at some upper 70s for those high temperatures. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, expect partial sunshine to develop, those high temperatures in the mid-60s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, back to a low of 41. We'll see more in the way of sunshine then for your Tuesday, those highs near 70. And for Wednesday, lots of sunshine, low 70s. For the day on Thursday, highs near 73. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early May, 71, the average low 49. Sunset this evening at 8:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:22. A cloudy overcast, 41 degrees, winds light, favor the northwest, relative humidity at 94%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Spring is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Catch tire rebate. That Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road, that's Bat Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway, Hankook Tire.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee advanced a water infrastructure authorization bill last week that provides assistance to Flint, Michigan, as well as other areas which exceed lead levels in their drinking water systems. The bill, which would reauthorize the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, is now primed for the Senate floor. Only Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer voted against it, citing concerns that it does not provide any regulatory relief for on-farm storage. Fischer feels a Environmental Protection Agency regulation over fuel spills on farmland went too far, stating that the overreach weighs heavily on farmers and ranchers in Nebraska and across the country. She says she will continue to work with colleagues to prioritize regulatory relief when WRDA 2016 reaches the Senate floor. The latest negotiating round of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, between the U.S. and the European Union has concluded in New York. Talks are expected to continue on a daily basis to try to complete the agreement before the end of the year. The chief negotiator said TTIP would not contain a separate agriculture chapter. Agriculture and food chapters will be matters contained in separate ones. The Washington Trade Daily says continued high tariffs in the ag in both sides remain a problem, but the U.S. continues to insist on zero tariffs for all goods. The European Commissioner for Ag and Trade Development said the European Union will not sign off on a trade deal with the U.S. that does not include a recognition of its geographical indications. The EU intends to tie increased market access for meat to recognition of the GIs. And USDA will provide a new financing option to help farmers finance and purchase portable storage and handling equipment. They announced the change to the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program during a roundtable in Ohio. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, there is no let-up in the open warfare between ag lawmakers and the Environmental Protection Agency, which continues to make regulations that raise the cost of farming. Ag Biotech Chair Rod Davis of Illinois says the EPA continues to demonstrate a lack of regard for agriculture. That's despite repeated claims by Chief Gina McCarthy that the EPA has tried through outreach to ease farmer concerns about new regulations. Addressing a hearing of his panel, Davis said the EPA has failed to respond to any follow-up questions from panel members of either party.
I wish I could say the agency's apparent lack of regard for American agriculture is an anomaly, but history tells us otherwise. I had an amendment in the 2014 Farm Bill which would establish a permanent subcommittee of the EPA Science Advisory Board to ensure the voice of ag was represented in the agency's decision-making process.
Davis charges that 2 years later, absolutely nothing has come in that regard from the EPA. He says when farmers lose the ability to control their costs in today's low commodity price environment, it is devastating. Turning our attention now to soil temperatures across the Plains states, we've had a little bit of a setback after a couple of chilly nights. Soil temperatures across the biggest share of Nebraska hovering in the 42 to 43 degree range. Say the northwestern two-thirds of the state is in that range. We've got a few mid-40s and a small strip to the southeast of that and a couple of 50-degree readings in the very far southeastern corner of the state. Still quite chilly. Now, in Kansas, we've divided the state in half, eastern half of the state low 50s, the remainder of the state mid to upper 40s, and in Oklahoma, the Panhandle counties all running in the upper 40s this morning, and the remainder of the northern tier of states warm to the very low 50s. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series. Military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost to Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial five-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book five-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Well, Christmas came early for some corn and soybean producers when the markets skyrocket. Well, skyrocketing is a bit of an exaggeration, but prices went up higher than they've been in quite some time. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
$4 corn and $10 beans. Those prices recently at the Chicago Board of Trade put smiles on the faces of some corn and soybean farmers who have been waiting and waiting to sell last year's crops. Of course, things change, and market analysts warned that the soybean rally especially could be short-lived, with a sharp jump in the near-term contracts, but not so much in those for later delivery. But Joe Camp, a risk management specialist for AgriVisor in Bloomington, says he's just happy to see some movement.
Finally, something to talk about, really. We've got some excitement in a market that has been sluggish and quiet for some time now. That started really on March 31st. Just 2 weeks ago, we had the all-important quarterly stocks and prospective plantings reports. On its face, it leaned decidedly bearish for corn, right, with higher than anticipated acreage intended for that crop. It was a mix for corn and wheat. We had the lowest acres in some time, of course, on wheat, but a little bit of extra stocks found. And then on beans, slightly lower planting intentions as opposed to the final acreage earned in the last crop year.
What about that corn acreage number from the report? Were you surprised by that?
Absolutely. Maybe that's the issue here that we have going into these reports. The analysts are just getting it wrong, right? Because you saw the top end of trade estimates maybe calling for 91 million acres, but 93.6, absolutely, that's a surprise. The idea behind that, of course, is that we are going to have acres returned from prevent plant from last year. We're going to have acres switch from minor feed grains, certainly in the fringe areas. We saw a decrease in intentions for, say, sorghum, wheat, of course, also barley and the other feed grains there. And also the idea that farmers feel a little bit more comfortable planting corn and getting some revenues in a year that looks as if it'll be once again characterized by tight margins.
A lot of the money going into the market recently was from funds. Tell us about the fund buyers.
The funds have absolutely been a big player this week. What we see is open interest rising. We see volumes as high as they've been in several months, and that means the large speculators are active.
Joe Camp, a risk management specialist with AgriVisor, located in Bloomington, Illinois. Back after this.
Helping you achieve top profitability. That's the goal of your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op. From planting to harvest, let the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op help you with soil testing, soil inputs, fertilizer options. They offer top quality seeds, and the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op has feed for the livestock producer available. Top quality inputs yield top quality profits. Check with your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today: 4 half-blood Simmental Angus Black Bulls, Virgin Yearlings, 7 Black Baby Calves, Bull and Heifer Calves off cows, 7 Black and Red Bred Cows running age, 3 Black Families, 2-year and 7-year Black Calves at side, 16 Black and White Faced Steers and Heifers weigh 4 1/4 to 6, half a dozen weighing 4 1/4 to 6, 13 Red and Black Steers and Heifers 450 to 550, 25 Black and White Faced Steers and Heifers 450 to 550, 29 Black and White Faced Red and White Faced Steers and Heifers 750 to 9, 25 Black Steers and Heifers 5 to 5.5, 18 Black and White Faced Steers and Heifers 7 to 8, 43 Black Steers and Heifers 450 to 7, 12 Black Steers 750 to 8, 20 Black Steers and Heifers 6 to 8, 7 Black Steers and Heifers 6 to 7, 6 weighing at 350 to 450. Those early consignment listings online at Beatrice77.net, featuring a cattle sale every Monday.
Paint your patio with the colors of spring this season. Miller's Flowers and Greenhouses in Washington has a palette of perennials, annuals, hanging baskets, and patio pots that will add a variety of hues to your patio or garden. The floral experts at Miller's Flowers and Greenhouses will help you add that artistic touch to your gardening needs. Your friends will ooh and ah at the gardening gem you've created with the help of Miller's Flowers and Greenhouses in Washington, where they'll help you turn your patio and garden into a masterpiece.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 46 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs top 60 today. Looking at 70 then Tuesday into Wednesday.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. Eric Hosmer homered and Ian Kennedy took a shutout into the sixth inning, and the Kansas City Royals ended a long scoreless streak and a 5-game skid with a 4-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners yesterday. Lorenzo Cain had an RBI single and scored a run. Alex Escobar had 3 hits and also scored for the Royals, who had been shut out in the first 2 games of this series. Kennedy gave up 4 hits and struck out in 5-plus innings. He loaded the bases on the 6th and 2 singles and a walk. Danny Duffy got 2 quick outs before Chris Iannetta hit a run-scoring single. However, Jared Dyson easily threw out Robinson Cano at home, trying to score a second run. Wade Davis pitched the 9th for his 8th save, and Tijuan Walker gave up 3 runs and 7 hits in 5 innings for Seattle. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Over the road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, it's MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
The Golden State Warriors breezed to a victory in the opener of their Western Conference semifinal series, while the Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors won Game 7s in their respective Eastern Conference quarterfinal series. Klay Thompson hit 7 three-pointers and scored a game-high 37 points as the Warriors whipped Portland 118-106. Goran Dragic dropped 25 points in the Heat's 106-73 dismantling of Charlotte against Indiana behind DeMar DeRozan's 30 points.